tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the program Dimensions of Islamic Life. And alhamdulillah, in today's topic of discussion, we are going to discuss the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal is with the patient ones. Yes, indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal with those who are patient, as this verse from the Holy Quran, it emphasizes the fact, Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. So inshallah, today we are going to spend a few moments deliberating over how important it is for us to observe patience and how virtuous it is to observe patience over calamities. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, look at his patience, Allahu Akbar. Before that, let's recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together, Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mentioning the accounts of Sayyidina Ayyub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is from the lineage of Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, and his mother is from the family of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. Allah Almighty blessed him with every type of blessing. He alayhi salam was also blessed with a handsome stature and abundance of offspring and wealth. He had it all, subhanallah, and Allah Azza wa Jal then put him through some difficulties and trials. His offspring died by being buried under the collapsed house. All his cattle that he had, all his property that included thousands of camels and goats, all the assets, they had died. And all his crops and gardens were devastated to the extent that nothing remained behind. When he, alayhi salam, would be given the news of all these things being taken away and being destroyed, then he, alayhi salatu wasalam, would glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, what is mine? The one whom it belonged to has taken it away. I had it until he had given it to me. He has taken it away when he willed. One cannot thank him duly, and I am content upon his will. Subhanallah. Look at his sabr, his patience, and his contentment on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it belonged to Allah. If we lose something, what is our state? Do we think? Do we say that yes, it belonged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He has taken it away? Yes, we do say it. When we lose our loved ones, when we lose something, then we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is the teachings of the Holy Quran, to say that indeed we all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only what we have lost, but we all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to Him is our return. After this, he alayhi salam, he fell ill, and blisters appeared on his entire blessed body, and it got covered with wounds. In such a state, everybody left him. However, his blessed wife, Rahmat binti Ifra'im, did not leave him. She kept serving him, and he alayhi salam remained in this state for many, many years. Finally, he alayhi salam supplicated in the court of Allah Almighty that, O my merciful Lord, indeed I have received calamity, and you are the most merciful out of all those who are merciful. Subhanallah. Allah Almighty then accepted Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam's dua. How his illness was removed, that Allah Azza wa Jal said to Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, strike your foot on the ground. Upon doing so, a spring of water emerged. And Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was commanded to perform غسل from that water. He bathed in that water. When he عليه السلام performed the غسل, then all the diseases that he had had that apparently appeared on his body, they all had disappeared. Subhanallah. With this one thing, Allah Azza wa Jal had removed all the diseases that Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam had contracted over the period of time. And he alayhi salam walked 40 steps and he was commanded to strike the ground with his foot again. When he alayhi salam did so, then another spring of water emerged whose water was extremely cold by the command of Allah Almighty. When he alayhi salam drank that water, it removed all the other illnesses, meaning the first water that appeared from the ground, it got him rid of all the external illnesses, the wounds that were there on his body. And when he drank this water, after taking 40 steps, it removed all the inner illnesses of his body. And he, alayhi salam, was blessed with great wealth and health. Subhanallah. This bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him was to shower his mercy upon him and to advise worshippers so that through this parable, we become aware of the great reward of observing patience over trials and calamities. And they earn the reward by observing patience, subhanAllah. And this is in the tafsir by Allama Khazin under the verse 84, subhanAllah. And this is also the tafsir from Tafsir Madarik al-Tanzil. And this incident of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam has also been mentioned in the Holy Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jal states in Surah Anbiya, verse number 83 and 4, and he says, Ayyub, when he called his Lord, that distress has afflicted me, and you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. We therefore heard his prayer. So we removed the adversity that had afflicted him and we gave him his family, and in addition bestowed along with them more of a similar number of mercy from ourselves and advice for the people who worship. Subhanallah. It is stated on page number 181 and 182 of the book Ajaib al-Quran, Ma'a Gharaib al-Quran, and it's mashallah been translated into the English language as well, and the title is Quranic Wonders. Subhanallah, it is a beautiful publication of Maktabat al-Madina. Get your hands on it and you will find yourself immersed while studying and reading through this book. Subhanallah. It is said that a widespread misconception among people is that Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was ma'azallah suffering from a disease where white spots on the skin appear. Some unauthentic books have also recorded fabricated stories about his leprosy. But remember that these tales are completely incorrect. And Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, or any other Nabi for that matter, has never been afflicted with the disease of leprosy. In this context, there is a unanimous rule that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam stay protected from all those diseases that are publicly loathsome and detested. This is because it is the primary duty of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to preach to the people. So it is obvious that when people will detest and go far from them due to such illnesses, then how can the obligatory task of preaching could be executed? Conclusively, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam never at all suffered from leprosy, but only mere blisters had appeared on his Mubarak body. Boils and pimples also popped up on his body, and due to which he alayhi salam suffered troubles for many years, but he alayhi salatu wasalam endured it with great patience and gratefulness. Subhanallah. So he was patient over all these calamities. He was at the same time grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, this event has been mentioned in some books in the way that during the illness, he alayhi salam was infected with worms which used to eat his blessed body. This is also not true. Because worms in the apparent body causes hatred and disgust. Therefore, preachers and orators should not describe any such things about the beloved Nabi Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, which people feel dislike from and which is contrary to the rank of prophethood. Yes, we should look at that. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the true understanding of our beautiful deen of Islam and grant us the tawfiq to maintain this level of honor and reverence for the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refrain from associating such disgusting qualities and diseases to the Anbiya ikram. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. We have just heard the accounts of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam and the trials and tribulations that he had to face and how he persevered through all these calamities and health issues and remained content upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of wailing, mourning, complaining and being impatient and ungrateful due to the lack of knowledge. When we look at ourselves, we don't find people in our society possessing this madani mindset of observing patience over calamities. And this is such a great virtue. But it seems as if every other person has fallen prey to being impatient in one way or the other. For example, due to the lack of Islamic knowledge, some of our brothers and sisters observe so much of impatience upon the death of their young children, for example, that they, ma'azallah, even end up uttering sentences of disbelief. People become impatient upon if the operation becomes unsuccessful, if they have embarked on some task and it fails, they become impatient and start to have so many complaints. It had to happen to me. Some of us become impatient if they fall ill. Yes, we fall ill. And later on, instead of making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we start to complain. We at the same time become impatient when we lose something. Instead of saying, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, if something is lost, if a harm has approached us, if we receive some bad news, people become impatient even merely upon, you know, electricity being gone and you having load shedding. Even at that time, there are complaints upon complaints as to how difficult it becomes when the electricity goes away. Water supply is disrupted. Due to that, there are many complaints. And there are shopkeepers, business people, if there are less customers, then you just wait and listen to their complaints. How bad the business is. I have no customers. Our business is going down. Allahu Akbar. But they won't look at 99 things that are going right in their life. They are only focused on that one thing that is going wrong. And they are the same people if the business is thriving. It is peak hours, peak time of the business. And they are cashing it day in, day out. That time they will never tell you, you know, I'm having such a good time, alhamdulillah, that my business is booming. But when the business goes down, and it happens occasionally to every business endeavor, every business that you have, life is full of ups and downs. So when things are good, we don't pay gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it goes down, then yes, we got the license to complain and go all out. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those servants that are thankful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that are grateful over every blessing that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. People sometimes become impatient if there is a delay in receiving their salary by the committee members over some disagreements. Allahu Akbar. This is another minus point for us. That yes, it is going to come sooner or later, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. There might be some difficulties. And yes, the less reasons we find to complain, the more we'll be able to pay gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, express our thanks in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We become impatient if there is a traffic jam. We cannot help it. It's something beyond your control. You are just stuck in the traffic and there's nothing you can do about it. There's gridlock traffic. You can't turn left or right and you can't go ahead. Nor can you reverse the car and go back and take another route. What are you to do in this situation? There's nothing else except you have to wait. Instead of using that time productively and doing some virtuous things in that time, you could perhaps start reciting some azkar, zikrullah. Perhaps that's the time you can brush up on your surahs of the Holy Quran, Allahu Akbar. And you recite some surahs as you are waiting in the traffic, there's nothing to do. Perhaps you could just put on an audio book on your stereo system in the car and listen to the Islamic bayanat that are published by the publication of Maktabatul Madina, subhanallah. And there's audio books where you can listen to the books if you don't have time to read the physical book, or you don't have the time to read the book in your phone. At least you can play it in your car and listen to it while you are driving. If the car tires get punctured, that is also another reason for our frustration. If there is no spare tires to change, first of all, you should have spare tires. If you don't, then it's one of those things you have to wait for the tow trucks to come and tow the car away. And to the nearest garage where you can go and get your tire puncture fixed, and at the same time get it inflated and go on the way. But up until then, it is beyond our control. We can't do anything about it. Allahu Akbar. So patience is that virtue which safeguards us in many situations. It is the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He gives us tawfiq and we submit to Allah azza wa jalla, that He gives us this tawfiq and ability to have and inculcate this quality of having patience in us. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Impatience also causes some health risks. For example, to those who are suffering from blood pressure and these chronic diseases, it only worsens things. But if you are observing patience over everything, then that same thing that was detrimental to your health, being impatient, the patience now, it comes as a savior. Sabr. There is no downside to it. There is only positives. You know, sometimes there are things in life that, yes, they are good for some things and they have their side effects. This is something which doesn't have any side effects, alhamdulillah. And Allah Azza wa Jal states in the Holy Quran that indeed Allah Azza wa Jal is with those who observe patience. For example, sometimes we get impatient over very tiny and nitty-gritty matters, petty issues, whereas the case is not that big, but we turn a grain into a mountain by being impatient. But that thing which we are waiting will come sooner or later, and it will not come before its stipulated time, nor will it come after the stipulated time. It will come as and when it was supposed to arrive, it was meant to arrive. But by being impatient, we only cause trouble and frustration to ourselves. So a wise person will remain aloof from these things, refrain from these things, remaining impatient and causing more frustration to themselves. One Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that when I am inflicted with any calamity, even then I am blessed with these four blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at how this great Khalifa of Islam, this Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a Sahabi about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Shaitan runs away from the shadow of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that even when I am inflicted with a calamity, I am still blessed with four things by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are those four things? He says, number one, I don't indulge in sin at that time due to that calamity. Number two, at that time, a bigger calamity than that does not befall upon me. Allahu Akbar. And number three, at the time of that calamity, I remain content over it. And number four, at the time of that calamity, I hope to be rewarded for it. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the virtuous nature of this great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we should learn these practical lessons from the life of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As all the Sahaba, they are the beacons of guidance for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, Ashabi kan nujum bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My Sahaba are like the guiding stars. If you follow any one of them, you will be guided. Other than that, virtuous qualities, we should actually inculcate virtuous qualities in ourselves instead of being impatient. We should observe the quality of patience over calamities, troubles and illnesses have also been mentioned in blessed ahadith. Allahu Akbar. So yes, the virtues of being patient over calamities, illnesses, they have been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in order to develop a mindset of observing patience, let's inshallah listen to some of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the first hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that whoever Allah Almighty intends goodness for, He Almighty inflicts him with calamity. Allahu Akbar. So if Allah Azza wa Jal, He means good for you, then He inflicts calamities upon you. Allah Allah. Meaning you are the dear servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He has chosen you. He has some goodness for you, and therefore Allah Azza wa Jal inflicts calamities upon us. Subhanallah. This is such a wonderful wisdom that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in his Mubarak hadith. In the second hadith, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a person is made to face calamity according to how religious he is. If he is firm in religion, then his trial will also be tough. And if he is weak in his religion, then Allah Almighty tests him according to how religious he is. A person keeps falling prey to calamities to the extent that all his sins are forgiven in this very world. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at how calamities, when we are enduring some calamities, some troubles, some tribulations, then these become our expiation for all the sins. And those sins are forgiven for us in this very world. Instead of us suffering in the hereafter, we are made to suffer in this world, and it becomes expiation for our akhirah, inshallah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in another beautiful hadith that when Allah Almighty loves someone or intends to make him his friend, then He azza wa jal inflicts him with the rain of calamities. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, He showers upon him an abundance of calamities. Then what that person calls upon his Lord, saying, oh my Lord, then Allah Azza wa Jal says, oh my bondman, I will grant you whatever you ask me for. Either I will give it to you soon or store it for you for your hereafter. Subhanallah. Look at how merciful Allah Azza wa Jal is. If we are distressed and we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi, and Allah Azza wa Jal responds to our call. He says, yes, my bondman, I will grant you whatever you ask me for. Either I will give it to you soon in this dunya or store it for you in the hereafter. Subhanallah. And here we complain. Whereas Allah Azza wa Jal is all merciful. He is answering our calls, our du'as that we make to Him. When we say, Ya Rabbi, subhanAllah, it is such a virtuous thing to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had this practice of calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, at least 5 times, subhanAllah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever faced a physical or financial calamity, then kept it concealed. Meaning, if you face a physical trouble or financial trouble, and keep it concealed, keep it hidden, don't reveal it to people. And He does not reveal it upon the people. Then it is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Instead of complaining to people who can't do anything about it, who cannot take away your problems. Instead, we are given the mindset in this beautiful hadith that if you are facing some trouble, financial trouble, physical trouble, conceal it from people. Keep it to yourself. And once you do that, then it is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. You know, sometimes we may look at calamities as a calamity. And some of us may see it as a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it all depends on our perspective. We come to know that hardships and trials are not a means of calamity, but a means of mercy and blessing. Allah Azza wa Jal intends goodness for the one afflicted with calamities. The one struck with calamities has his sins forgiven. Allah Azza wa Jal blesses countless blessings upon that person who has been inflicted with trials, and there is glad tidings of forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the one who conceals his calamity. Subhanallah. After listening to these virtues of observing patience over calamities, we inshallah should develop a mindset that no matter how many calamities befall upon us, we get surrounded by trials or flood of hardships overtakes us and diseases surround us from all corners, even then a single word of complaint shall not be uttered from our tongue. This is something that we have to really make niyat and intention that no matter what happens, come what may, we are not going to utter any word of complaint or ingratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, we shall be lost in the imaginations of reward to be received upon observing patience over these calamities in such a way that we don't even feel the pain anymore. Subhanallah. Yes, this is actually a very good alternative that we are given, subhanallah, this mindset that we are given of observing patience over calamities. Calamities are there for as long as you are fixated on them. If you are fixated on the problem, you can never find a solution. But if you have the mindset that there is a problem, fair enough, there is a problem, you know there is a problem. It doesn't have to be made any more supersized than it is already. So what do? We seek out a solution. What is the solution to our problems? It is our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is our sabr over that calamity and still expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Once the blessed wife of Sayyidina Fath Musili rahimahullah ta'ala, she fell down quite badly, which resulted in breaking her nail. But instead of mourning and wailing over the pain, she rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, she started laughing. Somebody asked her, "Is your wound not hurting?" She said, "The excitement of receiving the reward over observing patience kept me away from thinking about the pain and the injury." Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is what happens when we focus on the positives and neglect the negatives. Subhanallah. What are we going to gain, in fact, by focusing on the problem or the calamity that has befallen us or the pain that's been caused to us? Will we gain anything? No. But our eyes should be on the prize that we are going to receive from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to us enduring this difficulty or this calamity or this problem that we are in. Look at the brighter side of things. And here the beautiful Islamic culture has proven to us this attitude of the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they had so much of yaqeen and faith in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no matter whatever calamities that had befallen them, they would always look at the positives. That, you know, why must I focus on the nail that has broken? I should focus on the sawab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give me, and that excites them. No one had ever seen Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayyad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi smiling, who was a great and noble saint of the Chishtiyya spiritual order. But the day his son, Sayyidina Ali bin Fudail, rahimahullah ta'ala, passed away, Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad, rahimahullah, when his son passed away, he started smiling. Now this may seem strange as to why he would smile when the son passed away. People asked him, what kind of a joyous occasion is this that you are smiling? He replied that I am smiling while remaining content over the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because my son has passed away out of the will of Allah Almighty. And I like whatever Allah Almighty likes. Subhanallah. Look at the thought process of our pious predecessors. That on one hand he has lost his son and he is smiling. People find it funny. It's ridiculous if someone were to smile at the death of his loved ones. And here his own son passed away. And we have seen how parents, they grieve over the passing away of their children. But here Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he is smiling. So people ask, what's the happy occasion? What has happened to you? And he says that I'm just expressing my contentment on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was the will of Allah for my son to pass away. And therefore, I know that Allah Almighty has decided this and He likes what He is doing. Therefore, I also like which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. And I am content on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great lesson for all of us to learn. Allahu Akbar. The son of Sayyidina Mutarrif rahimahullah ta'ala, he passed away and people saw him extremely happy. They said, what is the matter that you seem to be happy instead of being grieved? And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, replied, when I have the glad tidings of receiving mercy, blessing and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon observing patience over this tragedy, then shall I not become happy or should I be grieved? Then it was all understood. Subhanallah. Look at their mindset. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi. Wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. We just went over some of the accounts of the righteous people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who would observe patience over facing calamities. Upon being inflicted with severe calamities, they would still remain content upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of becoming grieved or distressed. Moreover, they remain content in the times of calamities the way ordinary people remain content over receiving worldly blessings. Allah, Allah. So yes, this is the difference between us and them. They are content when they receive calamities. We are content when we receive worldly blessings. Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that mindset where we are pleased with the divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shair has beautifully said, رَضِينَا قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِينا. We are pleased with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about us, our fate, our destiny. We are facing diseases and problems for a very long time. And each one of us, nobody has life that is made of bed of roses. Illa mashallah. To get this problem removed, we keep making dua, imploring and asking others to make dua for us as well. We even invoke awrad and wazaif for it. We even offer salah punctually and fast consecutively. We also give sadaqah. We even make dua by going to the shrines of the awliya. We feed people. We attend the sunnah inspiring ijtima' as well. We have also traveled with Madani Qafila various times. We haven't left any righteous person from visiting and requesting them to make dua for us. But instead of problems getting removed, they keep on increasing and increasing over time. Enough is enough. We have observed enough patience. We cannot observe any further patience now. Allahu Akbar. Now, these are some of the complaints that we may have. Similarly, some people may say that I don't know what sin I have committed. What sin I have committed that
am being punished for. There are some who even go to the extent of saying things that are not worth mentioning here.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And if they were to look at it, what sins they are committing. Isn't missing salah a sin? Missing the fard fast of Ramadan without any sharia reason? Hurting Muslims' feelings without a lawful sharia reason? Killing or causing pain to someone or something? Isn't that a sin? Isn't the delaying the payment of zakah or not paying zakah, isn't that a sin? Disobeying parents, is that not a sin? Dealing in interest, is that not a sin? You know, taking over the wealth of an orphan unlawfully, is that not a sin? And there are lists upon lists that can be compiled if we really were to look at what sins are we being punished for. Allahu Akbar. So yes, only a few sins we have mentioned here, and we don't know how many other sins we are all indulged in. And then we say that, what sin have I committed that I am being punished for? Allah. So instead of complaining in this manner, we should take a hard look at the mirror and look at our situation. Look at our situation, how we can furthermore submit ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of complaining, have the attitude of being grateful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be content with whatever calamities that Allah azza wa jal has in store for us. Embrace them instead of running away from them. A calamity does not wave off by one's complaining or mourning over it and being impatient. That also doesn't help. Rather, one loses the great reward that he would have attained by observing patience. And this is, it's on its own, a very big calamity. Therefore, whether a calamity is big or small, we should always observe patience strictly. And we should adopt such means by the virtue of which we are able to remove the habit of impatience. We succeed in facing calamities, and we are also counted among those fortunate individuals who observe patience over calamities and pay our gratitude in the court of Allah Almighty. Ameen bijahi nabiyyi. In order to develop the mindset of observing patience over calamities, some methods have been proven successful, alhamdulillah. Let's listen to them, and we have a roadmap to follow. So what are some of the ways we can really get down to it and try to adopt this mindset of observing patience? Whenever we fall prey to any calamity or worries, we should anxiously turn to the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and repent in abundance, let alone saying it through tongue. We shall not even bring any thought in our heart either that I did not harm anyone. I am good to everyone. After all, what sin have I committed for which I am being punished? Instead of thinking in such a negative way, we should adopt humility. We will consider ourselves to be a sinful servant of Allah and pay gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the least, be content with the divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, we should also keep our eyes on the prize that we are going to receive from the court of Allah Almighty. All of this patience that we are observing over the calamities, how much of forgiveness that we can attract from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bearing and enduring this calamity, these trials and tribulations. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us all tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen. MashaAllah, we have a beautiful kalam. InshaAllah azza wa jalla, until we return. So stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Maanglo, maanglo, chashm tar, maanglo, dard dil aur husne nazar, maanglo, sabz gumbaz. گنبد کے سائے میں گھر مانگ لو، مانگنے کا مزہ آج کی رات ہے، آج یا سول اللہ یا نبی اللہ یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک، یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک، یا نبی فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر ہم بھی بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں، فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر ہم بھی بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں، خود انہیں کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے، راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے، یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک، یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک، یا نبی سلام علیک، یا نور اللہ سلام علیک، ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے اور گلیوں میں قصداً بھٹک جائیں گے، ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے اور گلیوں میں قصداً بھٹک جائیں گے، ہم وہاں جا کے واپس نہیں آئیں گے، ڈھونڈتے ڈھونڈتے لوگ تھک جائیں گے، یا رسول اللہ یا نبی اللہ یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک، یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک، یا نبی اللہ سلام علیک، یا نور اللہ سلام علیک، اے مدینے کے ظاہر خدا کے لیے داستان سفر مجھ کو یوں مت سنا، اے مدینے کے ظاہر خدا کے لیے داستان سفر مجھ کو یوں مت سنا، دل تڑپ جائے گا بات بڑھ جائے گی، میرے محتاط آنسو چھلک جائیں گے، یا رسول اللہ سلام چشم کرم کو ہے اس کی خبر, کس مسافر کو ہے کتنا شوق سفر. ان کی چشم کرم کو ہے اس کی خبر, کس مسافر کو ہے کتنا شوق سفر. ہم کو اقبال جب بھی اجازت ملی, ہم بھی آقا کے دربار تک جائیں گے. یا رسول اللہ, یا نبی اللہ, یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک, یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک, یا نبی سلام علیک. پھر بلا لو مدینے میں عطار کو, اپنے قدموں میں رکھ لو گناہ گار کو. پھر بلا لو مدینے سگے عطار کو, قدموں میں رکھ لو گناہ گار کو. کوئی اس کے سوا آرزو ہی نہیں, تم پہ ہر دم کروڑوں درود و سلام. یا رسول سلام علیک, یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک, یا نبی اللہ سلام علیک, یا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یو ویورز. سبحان اللہ, وی آر ڈسکسنگ اللہ عز و جل از ود دا پیشنٹ ونز. یس, دس از دا ٹاپک آف ٹوڈے, اینڈ ویو ڈسکسڈ سم ورسز آف دی ہولی قرآن, سم احادیث آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, فار دا سیک آف انکریجمنٹ ٹو میک مائنڈ سیٹ اوور آبزرونگ patience when we are faced with calamities. And in a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says that whenever calamity befalls you, that is because of what your hands have earned, and He pardons much. Subhanallah. Under this verse, Sayyidul Afazil Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that this is addressed to those mukallif, meaning sane and baligh adult Muslims, believers, who commit sins. And it means that the difficulties and hardships that the believers face in this world are often due to their own sins. Allah Azza wa Jal makes these hardships atonement for their sins. Moreover, at times, a believer's hardship is for the sake of the elevation of his ranks. Subhanallah. And in this way, Allah Azza wa Jal grants us forgiveness if we are content
in the face of calamities, inshallah azza wa jal. And this gives us the mindset that yes, by observing patience, we can gain closeness with our Rabb azza wa jal. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.